yeah, oh yeah, can I get a oh yeah, oh yeah, can I get a...
You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
So from all of that, your experience, you've been at this a little bit now. What's the top business lesson that you've learned?
Honestly, I think the top business lesson I learned is that to be a successful entrepreneur, it's not a solo act. You have to have a team. You have to have a team. Like I tried to, I can't find the houses and be the mortgage broker and be the title company and be the rehabber and be the bookkeeper. And it's not even delegating. It's you have to have other team members that have their own part. Like a title company has its part. My contractors, they have their role, you know, and like podcasting, for me to grow my podcast, I have to meet other podcasters like you, and we get on each other's shows and we talk and we share and we go to podcast events. And so I think what people, for me, my biggest thing was entrepreneurship is not a individual sport. It's a team sport.
Absolutely. What is the biggest life lesson you've learned?
Well, I think my biggest life lesson is that when you get like smacked by a hurricane, you know, because it was like a really big shock when all this stuff happened, that you can recover and you can either crawl into a hole and become the victim for the rest of your life. Oh my God, this awful thing happened to me. So therefore I cannot be successful. Or you can say, you know what? Success is the best revenge. So let me go be a superstar and screw this other thing. And so I feel like, especially in today's society, like there's a lot of people with a victim mentality, which I certainly could have been a victim. I could have gotten on Section 8. I could have done Medicaid and all those things. I could have done all those things. I was like, no, I'm just going to put on my big girl pants and I'm going to go make something happen with my life. And I'm going to come out on top. This thing might have, at the time, crushed my soul. But then I used that to build. And then now I was like, oh, well, look at me now. I recovered and I'm great. And my daughter's awesome. And we work together now. And so something that seemed like a crushing moment, I actually kind of call my story from Denny's to Diamonds. Because I was like, you know, fired from Denny's on third shift, which is like, who does that? Who gets fired in the middle of the night? And then I turned it into a business and real estate. But now I do motivational speaking, and I've written 3 bestseller books. I wrote a book with Steve Forbes a couple years ago, and I don't know. So I took my mess became my message.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.